Hello, I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And I'm Sarah Bishop.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
Drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
It's December 1st. Day one, there's the lightest dusting of snow on the ground, there's a chill in the air, and it's starting to feel a bit like the holiday season.
I love it. I'm so excited.
Are you ready for us to open door number one, Sarah?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm actually just so glad to be back. Let's just do it. Let's just get into it.
Did we decide I was gonna do it?
Yeah.
Pull it out? Okay.
Yeah, you pull it out. All
right.
Pull it out.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. What do we have? What do we have?
We have Lightning Strikes Again.
Ooh.
A Cabernet Sauvignon from Chile.
Okay. Okay. Let me pass you the wine opener.
Do you have any details about this?
I do. Yeah. So I did do a little research. Checked in on the official website of the Around the World in Wines calendar. And, you know, they are very excited about the fact that this is a Cabernet Sauvignon from Chile. So Chile, nestled between the Andes Mountains and the Pacific Ocean, is an excellent climate for wine, for a grape growing. As they say at the Around the World in Wines website, the Andes protect the vineyards from bad weather and trap in the sunshine. Meanwhile, glacial melt from the mountains offers an endless supply of good water, and the Pacific brings cooling breezes to keep those grapes fresh through the heat of the summer. So we will be tasting the impact of the Chilean climate on this Cabernet Sauvignon.
I'm feeling pretty stoked for this terroir.
I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it.
It's a pretty nice, I like the design.
I like the label. The label's really nice. We got a nice black label there with a really little white lightning bolt. It's very sort of minimalist, but also classy. And fun, modern.
It looks cool. Looks cool. They weren't too precious about it.
Nope. Probably, I like it.
I don't know if they actually, you know. Ooh, the text is like raised though.
Oh.
That's nice.
Paying for printing.
They spent some money on this label. All right, so I have it open. Let's pour some out. Into a wine glass.
Ooh, I like the color.
Like here you go.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Pours out a nice looks like red wine.
A sweet but slightly spicy nose is what I'm getting. Jeremy, what do you think?
I'm swirling the glass. Aren't you supposed to see if it has like legs
or
something?
Yeah, does it have any legs? I don't think it really has.
And
so much.
A lot of legs here. ABV on this? It's like
Jeremy loves to check the ABV.
13.5% alcohol.
It's a little lower than you like, usually.
Smells a little boozy.
Almost olive-y to me. Like a
olives,
little,
huh?
Think of like Kalamata olives and some I breathed it in a little too much.
Full disclosure, I'm a little stuffed up. I'm going to have taste some.
Yeah, me too. Let's try it.
You know,
I like it. Bold.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Got a lot of tannins.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bit sweet, but not too sweet at all.
No. More kind of woody,
jammy,
earthy. I'm not getting a lot of jam. I don't like it when it's too jammy. Usually, I find that cloying.
I feel like it's a little bit jammy, but yeah, it's not too much. I agree. I don't like it.
It's like jam that's kind of gone bad, maybe. It started fermenting and turned into
wine. That's the best kind of jam.
Okay.
All right, let's take a minute to collect our thoughts, and we'll be back with our ratings.
All right.
That's right.
And we're back. So, lightning strikes again. That's what we're drinking now. Cabernet Sauvignon from Chile. This is, I would say, yes, this is clearly a New World wine. It's very much fruit forward. To its credit, not cloying. I worry when a wine is jammy because sometimes that means it's kind of sweet and cloying, which this one isn't. It's reasonably big. It's not too sweet. It's not a wimpy wine. I tell you, one thing I'm looking for in a wine generally is balance, and I think this one does a pretty good job of that. It's the right amount of sweetness for what it is. I think on the negative side, I just feel like there's not that much there. I want a wine with a little more grit than this, a wine that's like a little more rough around the edges maybe this tastes. But this is, it's young, it's fun, it's fruity, and it's not a wimp. So I would say, and you know, I'll tell you, Sarah, the last time I was in Paris, one thing that struck me was, you know, just the everyday French wines, the utilitarian, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which are just, you know, you think so much about like the big, your fancy French wines, but like, you know, the French drink wine all the fucking time. They drink wine at lunch, and most of the time you're drinking simple, younger, utilitarian wines, which I think, and while this is clearly not a French wine, it's much heavier than I would expect from a French red. It does kind of fit that bill, and I'm going to give this a respectable 3 jingle bells. A solid, nice. Solid, drinkable wine. Nice job, Chili. Cute bottle.
Nice.
I like it.
Nice. Okay, yes. I really agree with most of the things you said. Really all the things you said. But here, I have a little... review. You know, I like to draft up my reviews, and this one is collaborative. It's going to require a little participation on Jeremy's part, so let's see if he can do it.
Now, I can do that.
When I point at you, Jeremy, I need you to say stop.
Okay?
If she's put together fine and she tastes like wine.
Stop.
I can't stop.
Stop.
I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again.
Are you pointing at me now? Am I supposed to say stop?
No.
Did I do okay? I feel like I didn't do a very good job, but I really was trying.
So, you know, we all know the Christy song. Love that song, by the way.
Oh, I thought you just made that up.
No.
That's like a well-known song.
Well, go look it up. If you haven't heard the 1966 Lou Christie Lightning Strikes, you should all listen to it because it's a great song.
I thought you only listened to Beyonce.
Well, I made an excuse for
Lou made Christie. An exception.
So, my point being, this wine is Chilean, but it feels as familiar as Lou Christie's 1966 hit, and it's just as hard to stop drinking it. I love the force of the tannins with just enough sweetness to keep things balanced, just as Jeremy said. Mm. And maybe I'm just excited because we're starting off and it's a new season, but I gave it 4 jingle bells.
I think I that's not unreasonable. I don't like to do half jingles, so I went with 3. I didn't feel like it, and I wanted there to be enough headspace, you know? But I do think this is a very solid start, and if all the wines are like at this quality, I'll be pretty pleased with this. Certainly better than the fucking beer calendar. Most of those were ass.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, I think that's exciting. So the average rating here for this wine is a 3.5. That's a 3.5 jingle bells for our first wine, which I think is pretty good.
3.5 jingle bells. Yeah, I think that's a very solid start. Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World in 24 Wines Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed herein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The World in 24 Wines Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast. We will see you next week, motherfuckers.
Woo!
I mean, tomorrow.
Making merry by yourself with a paper.
Because we do it every day.
Yeah, we meant tomorrow.
Sorry.
Tomorrow.
My bad.